39 is the temperature at 101 Gold, and we've got your hometown headlines coming up in about 10 minutes with Brad Barrett for a look ahead. We go to Brad. Yes, hi.
Yes, good morning. NMSU's camps program receives a very large grant, and a former Las Cruces basketball coach has been indicted again. Details on those and more stories coming up in hometown headlines at the bottom of the hour.
621 at 101 Gold. It'll be mostly sunny and cool today, high around 60. Our temperature now is 39 at 101 Gold, and at 6:30, it's time for your hometown headlines. Be here with them on 101 Gold, Brad Barrett.
A U.S. Army soldier assigned to the 573rd Clearance Company at White Sands Missile Range has died while on deployment in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense announced yesterday that 23-year-old Sergeant Tristan Wade of Indianapolis died Friday. Wade was killed when enemy forces attacked his unit with an improvised explosive device. A local memorial will be held for Wade, but details are not available yet. NMSU's College Assistance Migrant Program, or CAMPS for short, was awarded a $2.1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education recently. Cynthia Bejarano is CAMPS principal investigator.
The College Assistance Migrant Program is a federally and state-funded program that works with migrant and seasonal farm workers to bring them to NMSU to complete their bachelor's degree. The program is incredibly important because I feel that we're able to serve a marginalized population from New Mexico, people that are typically overlooked for college. I think sometimes there's a misinterpretation about this population that they may not be college material.
The grant assists students who are migratory or seasonal farm workers and their children. This is NMSU's third grant for the CAMPS program. El Paso police say a 61-year-old man was arrested over the weekend and found to have 107 outstanding warrants against him. Dave King had warrants including littering, soliciting on a roadway, alcohol offenses, and jaywalking. He was booked into the county detention facility. A former Las Cruces middle school basketball coach has been indicted on a charge of molesting a young boy during a physical exam. Eric Kahn was charged with second-degree criminal sexual contact with a minor. He's already facing a federal trial on child pornography charges, and he's been in custody since May. Authorities have said earlier that sometime prior to the 2007 basketball season, Kahn allegedly performed physical exams on Picacho Middle School student athletes in a locker room. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Brad Barrett.
Rock and roll. Get it wrong.